In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today we have kind of a sad day when we need to pray in reparation for the sins which grown people have committed against children. It's a sin where a baby who is not yet born is killed in his mother's womb, and this great sin is called an abortion. In the Bible it is said that there are only six things which our Lord hates, and one of them are hands that shed innocent blood. So therefore we have today the votive mass of the holy innocents, those children who were martyred under a cruel King Herod, and we have this mass so that we would by our prayers appease the anger of God, so that he would not take revenge for those grown-ups who have committed or allowed such a terrible crime. But we pray that God would convert and melt their hearts and make them repent of their offense. But this day is also a day of thanksgiving to us, that God has allowed us to live and serve him with health and with our families. I recently saw a short video about a woman named Gianna. She is a survivor of abortion. You know, children, that if a soldier survives a fierce war, he is called a veteran and survivor because he, by God's protection, was avoided of being killed by the enemy. This woman, Gianna, is also a survivor, but not of war, but of abortion. Her mother tried to kill her before she was born by going to a clinic where a doctor put salt solution inside the mother so that Gianna would be burned inside and born dead. But by miracle, she was born alive. If that happens, the defenseless babies are usually killed, like you heard the holy innocents were killed. But in Gianna's case, a worker had mercy on her and took her to medical care and for adoption, that is, giving her to parents who are taking care of children whom their own parents do not want. And today, even though she still bears scars of the failed attempt to kill her, she is alive and happy. It's one thing, especially what she said, I want you to remember today, children. Gianna said, "Gratitude is what comes to mind when I think of being alive because I survived abortion." Children, remember always to be grateful of your life, which you have received from God, and feel sadness for those numerous lives which have been destroyed before they even saw the light of the day. Never think that your life is too poor or you have not enough things or stuff you would like others to get you. How great things God has given you and of which you should be thankful of is shown in this little story. One young man who was not happy to his life once complained how God had treated him. "God," he said, "gives to other men great riches, and I have none of those. How can I get on in life having nothing to start with?" An old wise man heard these words, and he asked, "Are you so poor as you think you are, my friend? Has not God given you strength and youth?" "I admit that he has," the young man answered, "and I can say that I am happy of both my health and my strength." The old man then took hold of the young man's right hand and said, would you have this hand cut off for $1,000? No, most certainly not. Well, how about your left hand? Of course not. Would you agree to become blind for $10,000? God forbid, I would not consent to lose even one eye for any sum. And the old man said, see then what riches the good God has given to you. So children, when we today pray for the sins of grown-ups, think of all the good things God has given you and be grateful and thankful of them. There are lots and lots of lives who never had a chance to have what you have, family, parents, friends, school, play, reading, movies, and all the things you like. Even though you children know how to be naughty, so many grown-ups do so much and so many evil things that they are in danger of losing their very souls in the eternal punishment. We pray today that God would have mercy on them, and the more, children, you know how to be thankful of your own gifts, and the better you behave because of the charity of God, the more pleased God will be to your prayers, and he will not be so angry anymore with all the bad things happen in the world, because he sees your humble and a good and sincere prayer to heaven. May God bless you, children, in the name of the